Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports. Now, here's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Come on!
You didn't fall for the pump fake, did you? Matt Kolsky is out once again. You'll get him Friday morning. I am Michael Urban. This is the pregame show. And this is how we ought to start the day off.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head down, so you can just sit down and just sit still.
Hey, we sure have a good sound tonight. Let's go. Let's go.
It's okay to dance in your car. Pay attention to the road, of course, but don't worry about that person in the car next to you. At the very least, you'll be a great story for them when they get home today and tell their family about that crazy dude who was dancing in his car at 5:01 and 35 seconds. Pre-game show's taking you to 6, Jolo and Dibs. We'll take over for the normal day parts from here on out. Now, I would imagine that Warriors, we have Warriors Wednesday here. I said this yesterday. It's Warriors every day. And, of course, it's the Warriors today, the biggest story in Bay Area sports. And if you listened, if you've been listening to me, you've seen that I totally cop to being the bandwagon, stereotypical Warriors fan. Except I'm not bandwagon because I've been a fan since I was 7, been going to games since that year they won the title. But I am the guy who's doom and gloom when stuff goes wrong. And when they're playing well, we did it. Best team ever. Best story ever. Yesterday, looking back at the two wins over Oklahoma City and the Rockets, I made it official for me. My list of teams that were a threat to the Warriors, they've all been crossed off for one reason or another, leaving me with the very comforting feeling of knowing, as long as they stay healthy, relatively healthy, that's the if with every team, though, they're going to win the title. Some of you out there might be saying, whoa, wait. They just lost to the Spurs. Spurs aren't even allowed to go to the playoffs. How are you not treating this game like the Suns' loss? Following up something that makes us feel really good, us being the fans, with something that we're totally bummed about. And back to square one. I got off the roller coaster. So I'm fine today. I really am. And the reason I'm fine in the wake of the Spurs beating the Warriors 111-105 and Andrew Bogut's return to Golden State. Yeah, that's kind of a decent little sidebar. Plenty to talk about with Bogut and by extension Boogie. I'm just not going to play the game anymore because look, you got to make shots, right? If you watched the whole game yesterday, you're not questioning the Warriors' effort. You're just not. They played hard. That was the first thing I was looking for. Did they execute? If you just look at the box score, you think, no, they didn't execute. They missed a ton of shots. That doesn't mean they didn't execute. They got, think about the typical looks that Klay and Steph get. That's what they got last night. It's not like they were the Spurs D was so great that they had to go off script. They didn't. They executed very well, in fact. Steven and I were talking before the program. There was a five-possession stretch for the Warriors where I think it was one foul, it was a block shot, and it was three missed shots for the Warriors. Five consecutive trips, totally fruitless. You would think after that, I'd be like, yeah, that's not executing. You got to make shots. That's not accurate. All of those shots were good shots. The Warriors executed just fine last night. They really did. In fact, I would argue that they executed very well. Andrew Bogut came in and wasted no time making his impact felt. It was weird watching. I mean, it must be so weird for Steph and Clay, especially the guys that played with Bogut before. Think about what a mind trip that must have been last night. I mean, they'd gotten used to the idea of bringing Bogut back. In fact, they'd signed off on it. But he was supposed to come back, what, in 3 days or so? But Boogie's foot went and got an MRI. Haven't heard anything back. And that's probably good news.
No, it came back clean.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So there's no long-term concern with Boogie Cousins. Keep in mind that Andre Iguodala didn't play last night. In case you're wondering why their rotations looked so out of whack and the bench was terrible. No, the bench wasn't terrible. The bench executed fine, too. Remember, when we talk about the bench, they're usually on the floor with two all-stars. They just didn't make shots. It's the first thing I wrote at the top of my page of luminous notes. Credit to the Spurs, they made shots. Effort and execution was fine. Good, even. They just didn't make shots. If you VCR'd it, VCR, wow. If you DVR'd it, go back and watch. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll feel better, in fact. I implore you to go back and watch last night's game. If last night's game bummed you out, that's why I want you to watch. But I want you to watch it with my voice in the back of your head. They executed fine. The effort was fine. They just didn't make shots. And are they going to not make shots 4 out of 7 games? Nah. Another reason not to be worried. They usually, if they get stuck in a shooting slump, a team-wide shooting slump, it lasts a day or two. There's just too many good shooters on that team to keep them down. I keep going back to the looks. They got great looks. I would like for you to talk with us. Tell me how you're feeling after the Warriors lost to the Spurs. I actually feel great because I know that I'm off the roller coaster. I've already decided they're just fine. Unless they get hurt, nothing is going to take me off that. They're fine. They executed fine. Or are you freaking out? How about Andrew Bogut? You watched Andrew Bogut last night? And you're thinking, wow, he looks really good, surprisingly good. Well, he was the MVP and the Defensive Player of the Year in the Australian Pro League. And yeah, that's not all that much. He won MVP by scoring 11.4 points. But that, in fact, underscores what a good all-around player he is, because he didn't win the MVP just because he was lighting up the scoreboard. So he's back. Boogie's going to be back soon because the foot isn't a huge issue. But if you're watching last night, you get that familiar feeling, oh, I love having Bogues back. He's fun. And he also played very well. So here's the question. You can pick one of two questions. There is one of two questions going through the mind of Warriors fans as it relates to Andrew Bogut. You're thinking either, take your time, Boogie. We're okay. Rest up. Or you're thinking, get well soon. It looks too weird. It's too weird. The guys are freaking out. It threw Steph and Clay off. That's why they didn't hit shots. They thought they were stuck in a twilight zone. I would say both. Take your time, Boogie, but get well soon. The Warriors might face the Spurs in the first round of the playoffs. The fact that that might happen, I'll tell you what, it does not excite me at all. That's probably the team I would least like to play, the Warriors to play in the first round. And you hear that and you think, Herbs, you're kind of contradicting yourself. You say it's no problem against the Spurs, yet you don't want the Warriors to face them in a seven-game series. Yeah, because they're going to grind you to a nub. I forget the expression Steven used, but it's Popovich is, look, you don't go to the playoffs 22 years in a row, which is what it'll be if they make the playoffs, unless you're doing something transcendent as a coach. And that's what Popovich is. He is going to go down as the best coach of this era. To be able to maintain that culture, that environment, that winning environment for 22 consecutive years, wow. I don't fear the Spurs. I have load management fears. Yes, I got to use my least favorite phrase in context. It's a load management issue. You want to breeze through the first round. You want to breeze through the second round. Then you're ready for that conference final. Fit and fighting. It's all good. All good. And then we assume it's going to be a tough shot in the conference finals. And then when the East, you take the team in the East, I don't know who's coming out of the East. My answer to that question changes like daily. It was the Celtics at the start of the season. The Bucks made a cameo. Toronto. No, actually, I never put Toronto in there. I just don't believe in Toronto. But the Spurs will grind you to a nub. Popovich will make sure that the Warriors feel that series. They'll win the series, that is. The Warriors will. They're not going to miss shots like that over the course of a seven-game series. But it's not a team you want to play because your starters aren't going to be sitting out many fourth quarters in that series. This is a team, given that they're getting up in years, in particular Iguodala and Livingston. Those are the two guys that I'd be most concerned about being fresh because they're the keys to the bench. And now Bogut. So you want to get through those first two rounds relatively easy. The Spurs are not going to let you do it. 888-957-9570. How are you feeling about the Warriors? Are you back on the roller coaster? Are you bummed again? Are you rolling your eyes going, oh my God, when are they going to stop doing this? It's probably not going to be anytime soon. This is who the Warriors are. The Warriors ran all the sets they normally run, and the sets worked. They just didn't make shots. That's all. The other question is Andrew Bogut. I'll bet there's some people out there that think Bogut should start. Because at the start of the game, I was so impressed with how together the Warriors looked. Bogut won the tip, by the way. And that familiarity, I mean, that's huge, right? You're missing Boogie Cousins. Most teams would be like, damn, we got a problem. We're missing Boogie Cousins. No, not a problem. Because not only do you have four other guys who have been All-Stars, five really, Boogie Cousins is going to be back relatively soon. Are you worried about Andrew Bogut and DeMarcus Cousins eventually turning into something that's less than positive? You know what I mean by that, right? Bogut played really well yesterday, and he can say all day that I'm just here to be a good teammate. I'll wave a towel like a flag if that's all I need to do. I don't know. If he's playing really well and Boogie falls off, there could be an issue. Not saying there will. But you know what? That's a hell of a problem to have. Because if Boogie does go down, Bogut is there. That's what you should feel really good about. 888-957-9570. If you want to hit us on the text line, 95795. That's Chilton Auto Body text line. I'm Michael Urban, in for Matt Kolsky on the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Didn't catch Steve Kerr with Damon Bruce? Choose a little of what you missed.
Steve, most important question I've ever asked you. Who's in charge of shaving Iguodala's head?
I certainly hope that would be Andre.
Take Damon Bruce on the go. Download the radio.com app and favorite 95.7 The Game today. Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
like I said, you're more than welcome to dance in your car. You'd be helping yourself get the endorphins going, get fired up for work on a Tuesday, and also the people on either side of you who are thinking that you're crazy because you're dancing in your car. You're going to be the featured star in a story at the dinner table tonight. You know what they're not going to be eating tonight? Turkey tetrazzini. If you listened yesterday, you know what that means. If you didn't, you need to stay there. You'll figure it out soon enough. The pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with our product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. The Warriors lost to the Spurs. And if we're looking at the chart like it was a stock, it would be up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down all year long, right? Was last year down? Because there was a big up after the wins over the Rockets and the Thunder. Way up. Okay, they got it fixed. They're good. Not going to worry about them the rest of the year. That's what we're saying going into this game. Then they lose 111 to 105. And who's back to thinking, oh, this team might be in trouble? Tell you what, long story short, last night did not worry me at all. And I've been conducting kind of an informal poll here in the workplace. And I can't find anybody that watched last night and said, yeah, that's a problem. And that's probably out of respect for Popovich. And also because Warriors fans are pretty smart. They can be emotional and irrational at times. Because that's me. I'm emotional and irrational at times. And I always say I'm like the stereotypical Warriors fan. Except I'm not bandwagon. I've been here for the whole time. As such, my stock chart, it didn't go down last night at all. In fact, if it did anything moving, it went in the up direction because Andrew Bogut looked like he's been on the team all year. The positive that is last night against the Spurs, it outweighs anything negative. The loss, okay, they didn't make shots. They didn't play poorly. They didn't not hustle. The Spurs are white hot. They're the hottest team in the NBA right now. They're on their home floor. Warriors are missing Iguodala. Boogie Cousins isn't there. And yet they still played, in my opinion. They played well. 415, saw the game. They got good looks. Shots just didn't fall. That's it. That's in a nutshell. That's the only feeling you should have coming out of last night's game. If you want to talk about it, 888-957-9570. Chilton Autobody text line is 95795. The 916 need to manage their loads carefully. See, I don't know if they're trolling me because they know how much I despise all the new sayings that come up in sports. Like the old sayings weren't good enough. He runs downhill. I heard a scout talking about a pitcher, like, glowing report about this pitcher, in part because he throws downhill. What the hell does that mean? Every pitcher throws downhill. You're on a hill, right? You're throwing downhill. Load management is the basketball equivalent of, I don't know, exit velocity, launch angle. But 916 says they need to manage the loads carefully, and that's fine. 510, here's the one I was expecting. Homers, let's hear all the excuses. Warriors lost the game, doesn't count. No, it doesn't really count. It counts in the standings, yes. And is it great that they dropped a game and allowed the Nuggets to continue to be right there for the number one seed in the West? Yeah, that's a bummer. But I still believe the Warriors are going to get the number one seed. And even if they don't, it doesn't matter. Last night, as much as anything, solidified my belief in this team. Andrew Bogut looked great. He said good picks. He played good D. He got in foul trouble awfully quick. But with both, I was talking about this yesterday. In Bogut and Boogie, you got 12 fouls. Both of those guys are kind of prone to foul. Foul trouble follows them around. That's not really a problem when you've got a backup and there's virtually no drop-off. Think about it. When they're healthy, almost every team, you lose a little bit when you bring in the second unit. I don't know that the Warriors are going to be losing a whole lot with their second unit. If Iguodala and Livingston are fine, you're going to have Bogut is on your second unit. That right there makes you considerably better. And then they usually put Kerr puts two of the All-Stars with every unit that's out there. That team would be a great starting lineup for a lot of teams. Denver is relentless, says the 5-10. They'll get the number one seed. Okay, Warriors fans, do you think the number one seed is absolutely necessary? Steven, I haven't heard your sweet, clean voice. Thoughts? How'd you feel after the game as opposed to how you felt going into the game?
Well, I had a lot of question marks in terms of how they'd play without Cousins, but...
What were the biggest ones for you and how were they answered?
I'd say the biggest one was just in terms of how Bogut would just instantly fit into this offense that he knew 3 years ago as opposed to now because it is different. But at the same time, when he was back on the floor, it was kind of like he never left. Steph actually said in the post game that he's throwing up the lobs that as if it's second nature because he's just so used to it. He said he hasn't had an opportunity to do that since like with Damian Jones. So I think that was my biggest question going into it and just seeing how his game would translate from the NBL to the NBA.
That's the name of the Australian Pro Leagues, for those who don't know.
And he was conditioned. He was moving well.
He's moving better than he ever moved with the Warriors, wasn't he?
Yeah. And I came out of that game just, I was confused because you never want to say that it comes down to just a simple case of, hey, the team missed shots, but it literally was. This team used to just be a live and die by the three before, you know, 2014, before they became a powerhouse. So it kind of reminded me of that, just the fact that their three-point shooters didn't score at all. And, yeah, I was came away, though, just relieved. Bogut could actually take over for Cousins if need be.
Your feeling coming out of last night's game was positive.
Yeah.
And that makes it a complete rarity for this iteration of the Warriors. Every loss this year has seemed to come with suggestions that they're falling apart and speculation about the future and them not being engaged. Kerr's lost the locker room. No. They're fine. They're actually better than fine. They got better last night, as weird as that sounds. Because you found out the NBL, it has Bogut. It got Bogut in shape. And I'm glad you pointed that out, Steven, about the lobs. Because DeMarcus doesn't really, he's not that guy. You don't see them run that play for him. And the fact that 34-year-old Andrew Bogut, they are going to run that play for him. Bogut's game, I had never really thought about this. He's a little bit more above the rim than DeMarcus is, right?
One of the best moments from yesterday's game came, I'd say it was probably 4 seconds into it when Bogut set the screen and then got called on a foul and he was laughing because he saw how ridiculous it was. And in Australia, I'm not going to lie, I haven't watched any Australian league basketball.
You haven't?
But I will assume they are incredibly tough. I've watched Australian rules football, but I've never watched Australian basketball before. And I'll assume that it's a pretty tough league out there because Australians are tough people.
Yep.
So, like,
and they're salty too. They can be salty.
And just seeing the way he reacted to the foul call on that, he's like, well, I've been gone for however long and this is what it is. Okay. All right.
And that it was only a foul 4 seconds in is great for him because the last time a whistle or there was a stoppage of play with Andrew Bogut, remember, he lasted less than a minute with the Cavs, right?
56 seconds.
Yeah. And he got hurt. So, as crazy as it sounds, the Warriors got better last night. That sounds ridiculous. They lost to the Spurs. Spurs were battling for a playoff spot. Yeah. Okay, fine. I don't want to play the Spurs in the first round, not because they're going to beat the Warriors, but because they will push and push and push and push. They're relentless. Popovich will find something to exploit. The Warriors will close that loophole as quickly as they can. And the Warriors will win the series. But the Spurs grind on you. That's why I don't want them to play the Warriors in the first round. I would prefer a playoff run like 2 years ago, 16-1. They didn't lose until their 15th game of that postseason. They couldn't sweep the Cavs. They gave the Cavs a courtesy victory. Chilton Autobody text line again, 95795. Phone line. Phones are wide open right now. If you want to get in, this is a good time. 888-957-9570. From the 510 on the Chilton Autobody text line, Bogut won't play more than 12 minutes a game. My one Warrior worry this season was about Draymond's immaturity, and having Bogut on the roster calms me down a bit. That's a great point.
Ethan Strauss of The Athletic wrote an article about Andrew Bogut's personality and the fact that his sarcastic humor kind of resonates with guys like Kevon Looney, who was a rookie when Bogut was there, and Draymond enjoys having him around. So I don't think they even, I happen to agree, they didn't bring him in to play 19 minutes in their first game, of his first games back. They didn't expect that. I think he's there for more or less to be a locker room presence.
Yeah, and I agree with his text. He won't play more than 12 minutes a game. In a perfect world, that's absolutely correct. He'll spell Boogie Cousins. You notice I don't call him DeMarcus anymore. He earned the right to be Boogie over the last weekend. Here's a good text before we bounce. Now you've got lightning and the thunder from down under. Very nicely done at 5:30 in the morning. Andrew Bogut is a Warrior. The Warriors lost last night. The Warriors are better for it. I'll explain. I'm Mike Lerman in for Matt Kolsky on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Pronunciation is not a strong suit of Greg Papa and Bonta Hill.
Jakob
Poeltl.
Jakob, that's how I'm going to say it from
There's
now
no
on.
No R in Poeltl.
Jakob.
P-O-E-L-T-L. And you get Poeltl.
Yeah, Jakob played with
Jakob. Is he the first Jakob in the NBA?
I think he may be the first Jakob.
Every time he blocks a shot, they scream, Jakob!
Don't miss Greg Papa and Bonta Hill. Weekdays from noon to 3, only on 95.7. The Game. Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. It's 5:35 and 50 seconds. I am Mike Lerman in for Matt Kolsky. This is the pregame show. I'm here until 6 o'clock, at which point you, don't you dare touch that dial, because we've got Joe Lowe and Dibs coming from 6 to 10. And that just takes us all the way into the broadcast day. Steinmetz and Guru. You've got Papa and Bonte. And then Damon. I don't know. Is Kolsky with Damon today? I'm not sure. But Kolsky will be back in the morning chair on Friday. I can't find my sponsor read, Steven. Come on. What's going on here? The pregame show, by the way, is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with our product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. Here's more information for you. The Warriors lost 105. I'm sorry. Always put the winning score first. That drives me nuts. It's my pet peeve, and I did it. The Spurs 111, Warriors 105. The roller coaster, right? Oh, my God. Can we get off the roller coaster? Another bummer after a great performance. No. I don't think there's many people feeling that way. And the Chilton Autobody text line is confirming it. It's also confirming that you get way more calls and way more fans get moved into action by a loss than a win. Okay, well, the Warriors lost last night. How come the phones aren't jumping with people complaining about what's wrong with the Warriors? Because they watched the game, and there's nothing wrong with the Warriors. They don't have anything to complain about. And they know that if they did, it would be super, super nitpicky. And why would you want to do that? Why wouldn't you take this brief respite from the emotional highs and lows that you've gone through as a Warriors fan and marvel at the fact that they lost last night and got better. How does that happen? Only great teams get better after a loss. But Andrew Bogut came in looking like he's been on the team all year long, super fresh, doing some rim running, getting some dunks on lobs. Boogie Cousins, if Bogut doesn't play well last night, then we would have a lot of people saying, oh no, how long's Boogie going to be out? We're in trouble. If that dude's going to have to start, if Boogie's out, we're in trouble. No. There's probably some people saying that dude should start. They run everything more smoothly. And, you know, there's some validity to that. Think about it. Andrew Bogut, while there are new things to learn in this system, he understands and has a good handle on what it is that Steve Kerr is trying to accomplish. Every coach comes in with a basic set of principles by which he coaches the team and by which he wants his players to approach the game. And then you add and subtract as experiences dictate. Bogut, by looking as good as he did yesterday, means you've got 12 fouls out of the center position, and both guys are capable of scoring. Both guys are really good passers. I had somebody earlier in the day saying, Boogie passes so much better than Bogut. I disagree. Now, on the break, sure, that bounce pass that Boogie threw against Oklahoma City, that was crazy. And he's a great, great passer. But so is Bogut. It's just the only difference is Bogut's never going to get a rebound and push it up. He's going to give it to somebody else. DeMarcus gets it, and he can push it up. But they got better last night. They can't be all happy, happy, joy, joy with the media after losing a game. But I'll guarantee, on that bus on the way to the airport, there was music. There was laughter. There was frivolity. That's not supposed to happen after a loss. It's because that loss wasn't that big of a deal. Mike in Vallejo. Curry's half-court shot was sick. It wasn't half-court. It was a three-pointer from the other three-point line. And he almost made one at the end. Was it the third quarter or the second quarter? He had another buzzer beater, and I thought it was going to go in. It was even more difficult than the other one. From the 408, they looked like they were playing the third game of a tough road trip and played arguably the two hardest teams in the West already. They expelled so much mental and physical energy in those games, probably let up a bit against the Spurs. It happens. No worries. I don't think they let up.
And let's slow down on the Spurs being one of the hardest teams in the West. Come on.
No. I think that because he said that followed. Let me read it. They looked like they were playing the third game of a tough road trip, which they are, and played arguably the two hardest teams in the West. Hardest isn't my favorite word there.
Arguably is the word.
Hate arguably.
I will argue with you that the Spurs are not one of the hardest teams in the West.
Exactly. But I can say the Spurs are arguably the best team in the NBA. And I'm correct. Because all you're saying is that I can make an argument. It might be a terrible argument. In fact, it would be a terrible argument. But I could argue it. That's why the word arguably, it's superfluous.
Matt Stairs, arguably the greatest home run hitter of all time.
Thank you. Michael Irvin, arguably the greatest sports talk radio host of all time. Also, arguably the worst. 510 just chimed in. Boogie sets better screens than Bogut. There you go. That's the text that symbolizes last night's loss and the repercussions. Boogie sets better screens than Bogut. If that's not nitpicking, I don't know what is. It's not even really nitpicking. Because they didn't say Bogut sucks at setting screens. He's good at setting screens. He just, maybe they allow a little more contact in the Australian League because Bogut picked up a foul 4 seconds into the game setting a screen. But he won the tip. There is no doom and gloom around the Warriors. I'm pumped that everybody's feeling this way. Because I thought people were going to say, no, you're just being a homer. Of course you're going to say this. You're the Warriors' flagship. First off, I am a homer to a degree when it comes to the Warriors, but not on the air. I'm just telling you what I see and what I feel. And I think I'm fairly representative of a typical Golden State Warriors fan. Grew up in the Bay Area, been here the whole time. I was 7 when Rick Barry brought the championship. And I was there for all those terrible, terrible seasons. So for me to come off a loss, for you guys to come off a loss, and there's nothing on the text line really that says anyone's worried in the wake of a loss to the Spurs. And why is this different from that loss to the Suns? Because it was a pretty similar thing. Everybody was feeling great after they got right against the Nuggets. Right? You felt fine. I felt fine. And then they win against the Rockets. They win against the Thunder. And it was kind of like, yeah, see, I told you. We got it. We got it. And then they lose to the Spurs. Well, in most situations, the loss to the Spurs would be a bummer. And you'd say, okay, here we go again. I referenced like a stock market ticker or whatever they call it. Last night would have gone down at any other point this season. But if anything, it just went flatline. Not flatline dead. It's just the same plateau they were on in the wake of the Rockets and the Thunder victories. They got better in a loss. People feel better about the Warriors after they lost. And I love it. 850 says, let's see, they were talking about Houston and OKC being the best teams in the West. That's the Warriors. Oh, wow. I'm sorry, this is all over the place.
No, that's who the previous texter was talking about. He wasn't talking about the Spurs and the Thunder. He was talking about the Rockets
and the
Thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
I am arguably one of the worst text readers at 95.7.
Good. You're also arguably the best. It's just a bad argument if I agree that you're the best. So Boogie's going to be fine. If you missed the news, the MRI didn't show any significant damage. He's coming back. And then they will be whole, right? DeMarcus comes back. The Warriors are finally whole. They'll have the team that they envisioned having coming out of camp with one significant addition. Andrew Bogut. This is why they kept the 15th spot on the roster open. He steps in. He plays way better than I thought he was going to play. I thought it was going to be playing in spurts to begin with, just to kind of get him used to the speed of the NBA game again. Boogie was hurt, so throw Bogut into the starting lineup. I love that Kerr did that. A lot of coaches would be worried about, if I start Bogut here, Kevon's going to be upset with me. Or anybody else who plays the five. Kerr doesn't worry about that type of thing first because he knows his players trust him. He puts trust in the players, and it's a two-way street. And also, you're going to complain about Andrew Bogut being in your starting lineup? Complain about Bogut being your backup center? The Warriors played well last night. They really did. They just missed shots, that's all. And the Spurs hit shots. Chilton Autobody text line is 95795. Call 888-957-9570. Wins and losses in sports talk radio, generally, it's reflected in how many calls you get. If you get a ton of calls, you're probably talking about something negative in relation to the local team. If they don't have anything to complain about, they're not going to call. They hit the Chilton Autobody text line. This thing is pumping. 510. Let's see. I hate to see the Warriors lose, but I know last night it was purely because of their shooting performance in the first half. And the second half too, right? I mean, I thought they played the same game throughout. I thought they executed well. They just didn't hit the shots they normally hit. That's all. That's it. Pretty sure the previous, okay, that was the one that was correcting. Look at all the people jumping to defend their brethren on the Chilton Autobody text line. I like it.
This is the most controversial thing we've said all show, and it's what we've gotten the most text about.
Oh, sorry about that. I think I meant to hit the cough button and I coughed right into the microphone. Lovely. From the 925, I think that's, geez, okay, I get it. They're defending their fellow texter. So somebody else mentioned that the rotations looked off. And I won't argue with you there, but I will remind you that Andre Iguodala didn't play. And he's as big a part of the bench as anybody out there. If he and Sean Livingston are right, they're going to be fine. That's the beauty of having so many really good scoring options. Because you just throw a couple of the All-Stars, a couple of the Hamptons Five in there, in with the second unit, and you're fine. You have all the offense you need. Because Iguodala can distribute just as well as any other guy who plays point guard for the Warriors. And Livingston will be your safety valve for his, mid-range game. And you're going to have, I don't know, either Boogie or usually it's Boogie and Clay. Or you might have Durant or you might have Steph in with the second unit. That's another huge luxury the Warriors have. They're always going to have someone who would be a number one scoring option if he played for another team. You're always going to have one or two of those guys with your second unit. That's huge. 707, everyone, fans and players, are tired of the meaningless regular season. There you go, apathy. Five All-Stars should win. Tired of lackluster efforts on defense. See, I disagree with that completely. I didn't think they were lackluster on defense. I think the Spurs, as they most typically do, they executed very well, and they made their shots. The Warriors executed and missed. Steve, am I oversimplifying?
I don't think you are. I get so annoyed just with the Spurs, though. Just every time, the Warriors are on a little tear and they're on a little run, you think they're going to come back and, make this a game. Then all of a sudden, Patty Mills is open behind the three-point line and he makes a clutch shot. I'm tired of it.
That's funny because I was watching and I'm like, okay, we get it, Patty Mills. You're a Warriors killer. Stop it. And that he's a St. Mary's guy just aggravates me even more because I'm a USF guy. But Patty Mills is now, he's basically playing the Tony Parker role. And that's what I mean about the Spurs not wanting to play the Spurs in the first round. Because as they've lost guys like Manu and Parker and Duncan, they've seemed to, if not the very next year, within the next couple of years, they replace a guy who matches kind of the qualities that previous guy had. Now, nobody's going to say LaMarcus Aldridge is as good as Tim Duncan, but if you look at his numbers, he puts up consistent numbers like Duncan did. He's not my favorite player to watch. In fact, I don't like watching him at all. He's just, is there anything spectacular about his game? No. But he's a pretty good defender. He's a really reliable offensive player. And he fits Pop's system. Greg Popovich will be making the playoffs for the 22nd consecutive time if the Spurs get there. That's unbelievable. We talk so much. We give Bill Belichick so much credit. And he deserves a ton of credit for maintaining a level of dynastic proportions with the Patriots. The Spurs have kind of done that too. Now, every year, you could put money on the Patriots winning the Super Bowl and feel okay about that bet. I don't know that you're going to go to the book and bet on the Spurs winning the NBA title before any season. But if there's a bet, will they make the playoffs? You throw that money down in a heartbeat. I would have no trouble with that. The Warriors got better in a loss. Credit to the Spurs. They made shots. But the execution was fine. The effort was fine. They just didn't make shots. Bogut looked very, very good. So take your time, Boogie. No problem. But Boogie is not going to want to take his time. I'm done taking my time. When he thinks he's ready to play, they'll put him in. They'll put him in. And Andrew Bogut will go back to the role he envisioned when he signed, which was be a good teammate, give a few good minutes in relief of DeMarcus Cousins, And be, and again, be a good teammate, be a mentor. We talked before the last break about Andrew Bogut was kind of a mentor to Draymond Green. Draymond is the quarterback of the defense. He's that last line. You can hear him during the game, even on the telecast. You can hear him barking out instructions. He's telling everybody where they need to go. Like a middle linebacker in football, he sees it all, and he says, do that, do that, do that, do that. Guess who he gives credit for evolving into that type of guy? Andrew Bogut. Andrew Bogut was a mentor to Draymond when he was here. And you think Kevon Looney is not going to benefit from having DeMarcus Cousins and Andrew Bogut to learn from? That's going to be great. Andrew Bogut, when it first was announced, I was kind of, And now I'm as fired up as I've ever been at any point in the past two seasons. Get this. Here's the most salient fact as it relates to last night not being anything to be worried about. Kevin Durant came back to the lineup yesterday, and we haven't talked about him at all. Because what we saw from Andrew Bogut, hey, a new toy, cool, let's play with it. We've already played with KD. If anyone's tired of watching this team, says the 925, they are true bandwagoner who don't fully understand or appreciate that they are extremely lucky to see every night. Have we gotten anyone say they're tired of watching this team? I don't think so. I'm not tired of watching them. Like I said, I'm as jazzed as I've ever been. 925, this is a bench issue. Bell looks lost out there. Give Jarepko a chance. Yeah, Steven posed the question before the show. What happened to Jarepko? Where was he? Look, Kerr's rotations, he's always going to have somebody that he goes to before the game. One or two guys, this game just doesn't match up well for you. You're probably not going to play. And I'm sure he did that last night. And so not playing, not a big deal if you're that guy because your coach communicated it to you. But you'll probably be in the next game because the next team isn't going to present the same set of challenges. So you'll be right back where you need to be. Steve Kerr goes out of his way to make sure his guys, all of them, especially the end of the bench, that they feel like they're part of the team. So when you go to them, they get after it because they're appreciative of a coach who appears to care about them. And the reason Kerr does this isn't just because he was mentored by great coaches like Popovich and Phil Jackson, but his playing career informs a lot of what he does as a coach. He can relate to those guys at the end of the bench. He was those guys at the end of the bench. And yet, he also couldn't relate to the superstars. He was never a superstar, but he played with the biggest superstar, arguably, right, Steven? Arguably, in NBA history, in Michael Jordan. He's been around. Think of the egos, the personalities that he played with in Chicago. I mean, just Jordan and Rodman alone.
Jordan and Kerr.
Yeah, Jordan and Kerr supposedly got in a fight, right?
They did.
Kerr threw hands, and Jordan respected him thereafter.
I think Kerr ended up with the...
Shiner?
The Shiner, yeah.
I'd be proud of that Shiner.
I wish it would never go away.
I'd have Jordan sign it.
If Michael Jordan punched me in the face, I would not want it to heal.
How about just take a picture of it, right? Put it in a frame?
No. It has to be there forever, for eternity, if I get punched in the face by Michael Jordan.
111-105, Warriors lose to the Spurs. Did you know the Spurs were the hottest team in the NBA going into last night? They were. They're playing great basketball. A lot of people didn't think they would even be in the hunt for a postseason spot. Well, they are. And I don't know why people would think that they might not make it because they've made the playoffs 21 times in a row. But I tell you what, I don't want to face the Spurs in the first round. And it's not because I think the Spurs can beat the Warriors. They can't. They beat them last night. Do you think the Warriors are going to miss that many shots 4 times out of 7? That's what would have to happen. They would have to be as ice cold. Klay and Curry couldn't buy a 3 last night unless it was from 75 feet. But Clay and Steph, are they ever going to be collectively slumping for seven games? No. Even four games out of the seven. That's what it would take for the Spurs to beat them. But the reason I don't want to face the Spurs is because in a number of people on the text line threw this out. The Spurs are going to wear you out. You'll be done. The Warriors like to have their first two rounds nice and easy. Let's go, you know, a couple of sweeps would be great. We can get some rest. We have more time to advance scout. But that's probably not how it's going to happen if they face the Spurs, because the Spurs are a tough team with a great coach. They're not going to beat the Warriors, but they're going to make them work way harder than you want your team to work in the first playoff series, because chances are if they face the Spurs, it's going to be in the first round. Now, the only question is, will it be a 1-8 or a 2-7? Because Denver's still hanging around. They're right there. And Denver, I crossed them off. Remember yesterday I told you about my list of contenders? And OKC was the last one on the page that hadn't been crossed off. It got crossed off the night the Warriors beat them. I fear no team in the West. I would like to not play the Spurs because the Spurs will make you work too hard. That's it. That's it. That's it. I'll be back tomorrow from 5 to 6. Thank you for joining us, Stephen. Outstanding work as usual. Sit tight for Jolo and Dibs. They've got Mark Medina for more Dubs Talk at 6:33. Not 6:32, not 6:34. Greg Papa comes on at 8:30, and the Hall of Famer Rick Barry at 9:35. Jolo and Dibs next. I'm Michael Urban, 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.